Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. Yeah, we've been gone for a while. I'm back now. This week, we're discussing the Devil's Backbone. Ah, the scenic area of Texas known as Hill Country. Visitors come from all over to look at the wildflowers, grab some great barbecue, and visit the Devil's Backbone. The Devil's Backbone is a scenic loop that connects the towns of Wimberley and Blanco. It's made up of U.S. Highway 281 and Texas Farm Roads 12, 165, 2325, and 21. The stretch of road just happens to also be extremely haunted. The scenic area was formed when an extremely powerful earthquake split the land into the Lower Gulf Coastal Plains and the Edwards Plateau. You know, the Edwards, like, aquifer area. Anyway, there are stories of people hearing ghostly horse hooves and a stretch that has had more than its fair share of fatal car accidents. Some reports cite a woman and her child walking along the road looking for the woman's missing husband. On a portion known as Purgatory Road, some drivers have reported an apparition that materializes on the hoods of their cars as they drive. Like, that's not creepy enough. One of the creepiest stories involves a man named John Villarreal. He and a couple of his friends were hiking in an area known as Haunted Valley. Listen, in the great history of people walking in areas with names that are warnings, this probably wasn't a good idea. John saw a wolf and it scared him, but his two friends didn't see this wolf anywhere. But John was adamant that he'd seen it. He panicked and the wolf jumped at him. Keeping in mind, his friends say that there was no wolf. They took their frightened friend back to their truck, but John was very cold and behaving strangely. The three spent the night at a ranch they were renting and had a very strange feeling that their good friend John just might be possessed. I mean, after all, he was speaking in a very different voice and ranting about the massacre of local Native Americans, moving in between English, Spanish, and what sounded like Apache. Suddenly, a gust of wind ripped through the kitchen and pulled open the back door. John then returned to acting like himself. So if you're bored, brave, and in between Austin and San Antonio, feel free to take a trip down the Devil's Backbone. And if you happen to be on Ranch Road 32, there's a place with the same name, the Devil's Backbone Tavern, and it also happens to be haunted. Have a great time.